Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today, in the final part of our series on what is caffeine for the soul, let's talk about the soul. So here's how I wrote about what I mean by the soul in the Inside Out Revolution. Regardless of our personalities and personal histories, we all have within us a deeper essence that's untouched by conditioning and circumstances. We could call this part of us the light within, or the inner flame, and it's the source of our fundamental sense of inspiration, crackle, and aliveness. Some of my clients have called it their twinkle, the spark of life inside them that appears as a twinkle in the eye on the outside. This inner glow is made of pure consciousness, but when we get caught up in the dream of thought, we get cut off from it. Most of us don't notice this disconnection at first, except as a vague sense of something not being quite right. Work just isn't as fulfilling as it once was. Our partner isn't quite as handsome or beautiful or loving as we thought they were, and don't even get us started on what might be wrong with us. Because we've been conditioned from birth to believe in the myth of an outside-in world, we assume the path back to well-being and joy and peace of mind must be through getting a better job, or a better partner, or working on becoming a better person. The irony is that the harder we work on changing ourselves in order to change the way we feel, the more distant we become from our true self, and the more important it seems to work on all those things, and the more lost we become. So regardless of what problem we think we have, our only real problem is feeling cut off from our innate wisdom and well-being. And the moment we reconnect to that source energy, our problems stop being so problematic, and we move into a new reality. And that's the soul. It's that thing in you that is also in me. One of my favorite stories was told to me by my mentor, Bill Cumming, and it's the story of a woman named Marge Canuti, a nurse and a teacher who traveled to Calcutta as a volunteer for Mother Teresa's Home for the Dying. And it was a long trip, and it was an exhausting trip, and it was an intense trip. And when she arrived, she wanted nothing more than a cold shower and a long night's sleep. But as she arrived, there were a group of people who'd been gathered in from the streets of Calcutta, and they'd come to the home, they'd been brought to the home for the chance to die with dignity. And the compassion in her pressed her into service. And the very first man that she went to had been lying in the street, and he'd been run over, and a bone was protruding from his leg. And there was nothing to do but hold him in her arms. And she held him in her arms and looked into his eyes. And as she did, he repeated a word again and again and again, namaste, namaste, namaste. And she had no idea what it meant. And she held him until he died. And she forgot about it until much later in the day when somebody noticed that the newbie was already out working, and they pulled her away and made her take a break, get some sleep. And the next morning she remembered this man. And she asked one of the sisters, what does this word mean? And here's the definition she was given. I honor the place in you where the entire universe resides. I honor the place in you of love, of light, of truth, and of peace. And when you are in that place in you, and I am in that place in me, there is only one of us. That place is the soul. And as we wake up to that in us, we wake up to it in every living being. And nothing but good comes from that. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.